This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Carl Popowicz. First name is Carl, K-A-R-L. Last name is Popowicz, P-O-P-O-W-I-C-S, attorney at law of the firm Goodkin Abernathy. Goodkin is GOODIN/Abernathy, ABERNATHY. The address is 301 East 38th Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46205. Dear Mr. Popowicz, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Maurice Gurnell, please note the following medical letter. Maurice is M-A-U-R-I-C-E. Gurnell is G-U-R-N-E-L-L. On August 30th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 56-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 275 pounds, period. He sustained a fall injury on or about February 5th, 2021, when he fell on some ice in Indianapolis at an apartment complex, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he landed on his back and injured his left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his left knee with diminished range of motion, period. He is having popping sensation with diminished strength, period. He has knee numbness and walks with a limp, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took him to the Methodist emergency room. He had x-rays and was given a brace, and he returned a second time to Methodist a few days later. And he did require surgery of his patellar tendon on February 8th, 2021, period. He had a repair with two pins, period. He had a follow-up, and staples were later removed, period. He had physical therapy, period. He saw Dr. Julian, I think that's J-U-L-I-A-N, for a meniscectomy of his knee on March 24th, 2022, period. He had physical therapy, and he did have an injection in his knee, period. New paragraph. His left knee pain is described as constant, period. It is daily and burning in nature, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day to 7 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain does radiate to his left hip, period. He has pain in his entire knee, period. He is aware that he has diminished range of motion and diminished strength, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living, including problems stooping, period. He has problems with housework and yard work, period. Sports are affected, such as running, period. He has difficulty climbing stairs, period. He has problems with heavy lifting, period. Sex and sleep are affected, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals he has never injured his left knee in the past, period. He has never had a work injury, period. He was involved in an automobile accident at age 21, but it did not require any treatment or permanency, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include ibuprofen, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and a left knee brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is negative. New paragraph. Past surgical history is negative, other than as mentioned above for this fall injury, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that of a nursing home director of maintenance, period. He can't do as much physical work as he did in the past, and he does require helpers, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. I would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Chart note from Greenwood Orthopedics, April 29th, 2022, states a 55-year-old male who is following up status post left medial and lateral meniscectomy with debridement of loose chondral flaps, comma, performed on March 24th, 2022, period. Today, his average pain is 5 to 6 out of 10, period. Complains of some stiffness and weakness, period. Maurice reports having difficulties performing certain tasks, such as standing for long periods of time and using stairs while at work, period. The impression, under impression, Maurice is status post left medial and lateral meniscectomy with debridement of loose chondral flaps, comma, performed on March 24th, 2022. PPR rating based upon the 6th edition AMA guidelines, table 16-3, partial medial and lateral meniscectomy, PPI rating of 7% of the lower extremity, period. From a patellar tendon standpoint, he is doing quite well, 0% impairment of the patellar tendon, period. Emergency room progress notes, February 5th, 2021. History is a 54-year-old, presents with left knee pain, slipped on black ice 1 hour ago, immediately developed sharp, comma, constant, comma, non-radiating pain in the medial lateral knee, heard a pop when he fell, period. States he is unable to extend his legs at all. Diagnostic results, x-ray of the knee. Impression, alignment appears normal limits. Questionable mild thinking, mild thickening. Question, mild thickening of the patellar tendon shadow, period. Assessment is rupture of the right patellar tendon. That assessment is from the emergency room, period. Operative report, February 8th, 2021, patellar tendon repair left, and the pre-op diagnosis was left patellar tendon rupture, period. Notes from Indiana Health University, September 2nd, 2021. Presenting today for follow-up approximately 7 months after left patellar tendon repair. Endorses mild left knee pain on walking and up the stairs, period. Notes from IU University Health, October 14th, 2021. Still complaining of 5 out of 10 pain. Still having difficulty with stairs. Period. On physical examination by me, August 30th, 2022, ENT examination was negative. Pupils equal and reactive for light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. The patient had an abnormal gait with a limp, period. Examination of the skin revealed several surgical scars involving the left knee, approximately 4 total, period. There was a large vertical incision. It is unsightly and 13 centimeters in length, period. Examination of the neck revealed the thyroid to be non-palpable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar regions was normal, period. Examination of the right knee was normal. Examination of the left knee revealed 12% swelling, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee, lacking 22 degrees of flexion, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength and instability involving the left knee, period. There was a popping sensation on range of motion of the left knee, period. There was especially weakness of the patellar tendons and weakness in the area of the medial and lateral meniscus regions, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left lateral knee, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions are, number 1, left knee trauma. Number 2, left patellar tendon rupture. Number 3, left medial lateral meniscus tear, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury in question of February 5th of 2021, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking my physical examination, I have found that all the treatment as I have outlined above and that he has received from this fall of 2021 were all appropriate, comma, necessary, comma, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment due to the medial and lateral meniscus tears, period. I agree with the impairment rating that I voiced in the earlier part of this letter that was rendered to the medial and lateral meniscus, period. Where I deviate from the other doctor is he requires an additional impairment due to the patellar tendon rupture, period. Utilizing table 16-3, page 509, the patient qualifies for an additional 10% lower extremity impairment, period. When we combine the two lower extremity impairments of the 7% for the medial and lateral meniscus, as well as the 10% for the patellar tendon, the patient has a total 17% lower extremity impairment on the left, period. This converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, period. The basis for the patient's 70% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall injury in question of February 5th of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories at $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need a knee brace at an estimated cost of $250, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by some repeat knee injections at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient will be more susceptible to arthritis in his left knee as he ages because of this injury, period. Also, the patient will be much more susceptible and more likely require a left knee replacement as he ages, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I've seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The purpose of this was to do, scratch that statement, the purpose of this. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.